Oh, I'm Jake, and I've been coming to Bethel here and been really involved in youth groups since I was an eighth grader, and it's been really cool to see the youth grow from one night being the only person to show up at youth group to having 30 show up consistently. And like I said, I'm a senior and doing all the senior things, finding senior quotes for the yearbook. And in my search, I was also looking up stuff for the message today, and I found some cool quotes and different verses while I was looking, and I'd like to share those. Got one here, Matthew 28:20. It is from the greeting here. I am with you always, even until the end of the world. And that is, he's always with us. You're never alone. And then I found another cool one here, Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevails against him, two shall withstand the one, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. There's a few more here. John 14:18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hebrews 13:5. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And those are just a few of them that I found that I thought were really cool and stood out to me. That God is always with you. You're never alone. And I just thought that was really cool. I've had the opportunity here to be working with a skit that is really cool and demonstrates that you're never alone. God is always there. He will always catch you. And we're performing that in a few weeks, and it'd be awesome if you all would come. We're always thankful for what we have. He provides everything. Everything you see, these mountains behind us here are him. He's in those. He's in everybody you see here. And for what he does, his little acts of kindness, his miracles every day that we're allowed to be with these people. We should be glad for what we have and what we no longer do, because that just demonstrates that he's got a plan for us, and you're never just left alone. You want to be the person he leads you to be, and sometimes you are that spirit for other people when he's working through you, that you can be there for someone even when they feel that he isn't. And I've got some examples here. God provides people for us in our everyday lives. All these people around us, all these believers in him. And they can help provide guidance in where you want to go, what direction you want to go in, and everything like that. And services, even if it's some homeless person waiting in line at the soup kitchen, that God's there providing for them. Support through family and friends, that he's always holding you up. He's never going to let you fall. He's always there for you. He gives you opportunities to serve him and to be there for others. And he only gives you what you can handle. That he's always there, and you may feel like he's not, but he's always going to hold you up, and he's always going to provide for you. Share a little of my story. Two summers ago, we're on a mission trip. On a mission trip, my grandfather had passed away. And even though I was surrounded by all my friends and all these wonderful people, that I felt alone. The one thing I didn't forget was that he was there. My grandfather was a strong believer, and I kept that in my heart. And that's the reason that I'm still coming and I'm still supporting here. And he provided people for me. And my best friend I met on that mission trip, and even though I haven't been able to see them since, that they're there for me, and I know he's in them. So that's just an example of how we can help serve him through others, that we can make sure nobody ever feels alone. And I know, at least for me, I know a lot of the youth, that that's the biggest fear, is feeling that alone feeling, that nobody's there, that nobody cares, that you're lost. And that shouldn't be what it is. And we all want and crave relationships, and that's what we thrive on. And God helps provide through that. And writing this, it seemed that it was really kind of morbid, that we all feel that, and I didn't really know how to phrase this, but he's always there. And this isn't very much talked about, but we need to talk about it, and we need to make sure that people don't feel that, that we can bring them to Jesus, and we can show them what we're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I have the privilege of working with these guys all the time and seeing the depth that exists in them. And that's one of my favorite parts about these weekends, is that you guys get to just catch a glimpse of the depth of the personality, of the passion that exists in our youth. And so just to share a couple thoughts kind of on some of the things that Jake said and some other things as we thought about this theme. You know, it is, it really is the constant message of Scripture that God is with us in each and every moment. Each and every moment of life, God is with us. And that God's presence is everywhere, in everyone, and that God shows up in some of the strangest places and in some of the strangest ways. And even in some of the most ungodless things, God is so powerful that God can make an appearance, whether it's in film or in a terrible situation or in a broken relationship. And that is the great power of God, that God's grace is so big that it can crush through, it can penetrate, it can exist in the midst of anything. And, you know, our youth came up with this theme is, I believe, for two reasons. One, it speaks to the heart of their own experience as teenagers. And two, it speaks to what they hope for, what they believe, and what they experience in Jesus Christ. That researchers will tell you, and the information will show, that this generation of children and teenagers is what we call the abandoned generation, which seems ironic because they have more than any generation before them, more connections, more resources, more opportunities. The only problem is the very systems that have been built to care for, to support, and to build up our youth are no longer about the youth. They're often about something else. They're often about the adults who run or control or influence those systems, whether it's a school or a church or sports or many other things that our youth experience. It's no longer about them. It's only about the performance and the achievement. And so in so many ways, even though they have more connection and communication tools than any generation, they can feel very much alone. And yet those youth who encounter Jesus Christ and encounter Jesus Christ together recognize that all that doesn't matter because God is so present with them and that God is very much with them. perhaps the greatest challenge for us as a people is that God would not be our last resort, but God would be our first. That so many times as a people, something happens to us, we're challenged, and we try and fix it, and we try and deal with it. And maybe when it gets really, really bad and desperate, we'll bring other people in, and maybe occasionally we'll ask for help. And then when it gets really, really bad, when we're most alone and perhaps oftentimes most desperate, that's when it is that we go to the God of the universe and ask for help. And yet, it should be God that is our first option, our first go-to, that we have no shame, that we have no fear, because the promise of Scripture, the power of the cross, is that God is with us, always, in each and every moment. A lot of the words in Scripture for God, for the Holy Spirit, are similar to words used for breath, for wind, for air. There's a reason for that. That the Holy Spirit is so present in and amongst us, it's like the very air we breathe. It's the pneuma. And so as we breathe in, it's as if we are inviting God to come in and invade every corner of our life. And as we breathe out, it's as if we are letting go of all of those things that God wants to take away. All those things inside of us that are not of God. And that God does that in each and every moment. And sometimes, whether it's the pain or the messages of the world, or whether it's good old-fashioned Lutheran guilt, we end up believing in this notion, even though we know it's false, even though we know it's a heresy, this notion of karma, that we get what we deserve, that when bad things happen, that God is punishing. But none of that is true. We can believe in the grace of God. We can believe that God is with us. We can get it here. And sometimes we can even be lucky enough to get it here. But to really experience it, to really invite the grace of God into our lives is a whole different thing. I was meeting with a colleague recently who was having a difficult time. And there are these, if you haven't figured this out, I'm a verbal processor. And so we were talking. And occasionally as I'm talking and kind of going, there are these things that I say that I know that are probably too good just to be Marcus thoughts, that they're better than I could ever think of, better than I could ever have. And we're in this moment talking about the grace of God. And I love it when these times happen, because not only do I know in that moment that it's God and it's incredible, but then I learn from it as well, which I love. And I just looked at this guy and I said, you know, the more personal grace becomes, the less personal everything else is. The more personal grace becomes, the more real it becomes for us, the more personal it is in our lives, the less personal everything else that happens to us, everything else we experience, feels, and is. And I believe that. That we can come and know that we're never alone, but we can embrace the grace of God so much so that as the good and the bad and the ugly happen to us, that grace is the answer. And that as we wrestle with things, we look for those redemptive moments. And we don't just know grace, but we know grace with everything that we have and with everything that we are. Know that we are never alone and that the God of the universe desires that personal relationship with us, but desires his grace to become deeply personal for us as well. Let's pray. God, we thank you again for this chance and for this opportunity to come and hear about your love and your grace and know that we are never alone. We thank you for Jake and his words and his story and for your kingdom and the way that we can come together as the people of God. God, I pray that you would continue to speak into our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.